Almost no one could have predicted it would turn out this way. After a surprise victory over arch-rival Mexico, the U.S. men's soccer team is moving on to the quarterfinals of the World Cup, and the Mexican team is going home. Early this morning, U.S. time, the Mexicans were shut out by 2-0, and now the U.S. moves forward to the last 8 for the first time since 1930. Nowhere in this country was the game between the two rival teams more closely watched than along the U.S.-Mexican border, as Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports now from San Diego.
There was bedlam in downtown San Diego last night, an hour before the soccer game began. Hundreds of Mexican soccer fans ran through the streets hoisting huge Mexican flags. Laura Covarrubias couldn't contain her smile as she waited for the game to begin. She was born in Mexico, but now lives in the United States. Decked out in Mexico's colors of green, red, and white, Covarrubias called the sport of soccer a religion.
In Mexico, soccer, it is like the big thing. They make you forget everything about the problems, about political problems, social problems, family problems.
Covarrubias remembers her father, grandfather, and great-grandfather telling her about historic soccer games of years past. She was standing in line to watch the game with her friends at a local nightclub. As they moved inside, about 2,000 Mexican soccer fans created an electric atmosphere. Early in the game, the Mexican fans cheered every pass, every shot, every time their team touched the ball. But the cheering didn't last long. Just 8 minutes into the contest, American Brian McBride slammed the ball into the back of the Mexican goal, giving the U.S. a 1-0 lead. The goal stunned the crowd, and it immediately got quiet and generally stayed quiet for the rest of the game as the U.S. stepped up its defensive efforts. The mood was quite a bit different a few miles away at the Princess Pub, where several hundred fans of the U.S. team gathered to watch the game.
USA! USA!
Here in San Diego, many fans have a split loyalty. Some were born in Mexico or have families that still live there. During halftime, Chris Gomez and Raul Duran were arguing. They're cousins. Duran was rooting for Mexico and Gomez the United States.
This is my cousin. This is my own blood. I'm cheering for the United States. He's cheering for Mexico. It's my own blood right here.
It's a divided household. Kind of like the Civil War almost.
I guess, the North and the South.
The North and the South.
As the game resumed in the second half, Mexico still controlled the ball, but the United States kept attacking, and 20 minutes into the half, Landon Donovan put the game away with a powerful header into the goal. Chants of USA, USA continued until the game ended. As the final whistle sounded and the U.S. beat Mexico 2-0, the crowd from the pub poured out into the streets to celebrate. Carlos Guzman couldn't hide his enthusiasm.
You know, even though I was born in El Salvador, this is the country that adopted me, and this is a historic day indeed. I mean, we will always remember this day as the beginning of a brand new chapter and USA's rise to being a soccer power.
USA! USA!
The celebrating also went on in South Korea, where the game was played. Robert Cantaguglia is the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation.
I think it's a progression of our programs over the last 20 years, namely our successful youth programs, and more recently in the last 6 or 7 years, the Major League Soccer.
American defender Eddie Pope says this victory will have a lasting impact.
It means a lot. I mean, we hope that fans are watching, teammates are proud of us, kids are proud of us. We hope we're exciting some young kids that, hey, you know, look at the U.S. now. This is what I want to be when I get older.
The United States can't celebrate too long. It has another difficult contest ahead. The U.S. squares off against Germany 7:30 Friday morning Eastern Time. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.